Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are joined by Erie County Legislator Chris Green. Chris, good morning. Happy Sunday.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing well this morning. This week we learned of the Buffalo Zoo. Well, I learned a few things. Not only the Buffalo Zoo raising prices, but that the Buffalo Zoo is also subsidized by the county. So before we go into the rates, explain the county's relationship with the Buffalo Zoo.
Well, it's kind of large and complex when it comes to culturals, but there's a significant fund that's been in place for years where they fund what we would call like community assets that might not be publicly owned, but are publicly utilized. You know, the Philharmonic, the Buffalo Zoo. Certainly, there's money to go to support the botanical gardens, and then a whole lot of community assets that we use in all our local municipalities. So, Amherst Symphony Orchestra. In my district, there's been the for the Clarence Concert Association that puts on free concerts in the park every Sunday during the summer. So there's a lot of organizations that get support, and the zoo is one of the largest.
And the zoo, up until Monday, I think had pretty reasonable prices, especially if you have young kids. And, I can speak from experience. After an hour at the zoo, it's not a given that you're going to be going much longer. But the prices went up on Monday, Chris. What was your reaction when you first saw this?
I really can't say that on the air,
yeah.
But it was shock. It was a surprise because of the percentage of increase being 45% for general admission, 44% for seniors, 43% for children under 12, but over two. It was a little bit of a surprise. I have four kids. I do go to the zoo. And then I started doing the math on my own self, and it would be just shy of $200 for my family to go to the zoo and park there before I even get a single concession. So that's why my caucus put together a letter looking for explanations and asking them to roll back their price increase. All of us can understand a moderate price increase. 5-8% makes sense, right? We're all dealing with those, increased costs, and the zoo has those increased costs that they need to cover as well. But 45% is astronomical.
And the zoo did have a press conference after you and I talked, me and Brian talked on earlier this week. The zoo gave a press conference kind of, explaining why. What did you think of their explanation?
No, I understand, that they have costs, but it seems like their knee-jerk reaction was just to increase admissions, where I really think that they need to look at all of their costs. I think they need to look at reducing expenses. I don't know what their expenses are, but I think that needs to be under maybe a little more scrutiny. When you compare it to all the competitive, zoos within a day trip of Buffalo, they are by far the most expensive. And if everybody else's costs are going up because we're all buying the same animal feed and stuff, if everybody else's costs are going up, why are the other zoos not going up 45%? There's something. So I don't know if we've got, you know, she also blamed it on, wage increases. But again, Rochester Zoo, Syracuse Zoo, same wages, same wage increase, minimum wage increase that they're all dealing with. So I think it just leaves more questions.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And answers.
The Republican caucus issued a letter to the Buffalo Zoo. Do you guys want members, leaders from the zoo to come meet with you in the legislature?
Yes, we would love that. Any of the cultural institutions, we see them. Many of them, so this is all part of a budget process that's been going on for, 20 plus years, at least that I'm aware of, that they've had the cultural funding as part of the budget process. They all come in and kind of explain what they're going to do with the money. This is where we end up sitting there for 2 to 3 hours as these cultural institutions come and explain what they do to benefit the community. This is my fourth year. I've never seen a representative of the zoo, and to be one of the big boys in town, and to not come and kind of explain their financial situation to us is probably one of the reasons, the bad communication of why we were blindsided by this.
Yeah, I mean, it seems crazy to me that the zoo is, the funding is helped by the county, but it seems like for everyone in the legislature, this was just a last-minute thing that you guys found out when the story broke. Now, Chris, we've heard from you, we've heard from Lindsay Larigo on this. Are there any Democrats that are voicing anything on the zoo?
You know what? I suspect if we have the zoo representatives come down, I don't expect it to be a partisan issue. I mean, the reality is that, the zoo laid out the Zoo for All program, which I don't think there was a certain anybody that was against it. And the idea was that people that might not have the financial means to go to the zoo, people who are on food stamps and SNAP, they would be able to get admission for $5. So those should all be new revenue sources for the zoo. Nobody was against that. So I do think there's some confusion when it comes to, conversations with the media in putting out public statements from the left to the right. So that part you need to take out of the equation. And now you just look at the piece of the 45% increase. As it turns out, my district, which is, tends to shift more towards the Republican side, Tonawanda, which tends to be more on the Democratic side, all of us have working class people. All of us have, pay with the same green dollars, so all of us are going to have, people that are going to be challenged to be able to go to the zoo now when you're talking about, grandparents taking their, grandkids to the zoo, well over $100, and that's something that needs to, be looked into, and I don't think it's going to be partisan.
Chris, we'll keep our eye on that. Before I let you go, we are going to hear from the county executive in 3 days, his State of the County address. What are you expecting from that?
Boy, I'll tell you, there's one thing I've learned over the last 3 years is you never know what to expect. He typically lays out, some programs, and, that'll be different this year. In the past, we would always have large budget surpluses, and he would have every dollar of that pretty much spent by the time it would ever come over to us, and he would lay it out in the state of the county. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he has to say. Sometimes he has good ideas that do need to be massaged a little bit. Sometimes they're not very good, and I'm always willing to work with. I really don't care. Democrats, Republicans, I always sit down. If we can find you know, middle ground that benefits Erie County residents, I'll always sit down and talk. I have my, you know, philosophies. They have theirs. Not sure where the county executive is right now, but since he's announced that he's not going to be running for re-election, I suspect there won't be the amount of fresh pork that we've seen in the past.
And Chris, my last question to you, I realize your focus is here in Erie County and at the legislature, but last night the state passed a $237 billion budget. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, again, much like the state of the county, the devil's always in the details. So, you know, you got to give it a week for everybody to kind of go through it, kind of figure out what the details are about. But I can tell you that the $2.4 billion going into, subsidized, essentially illegal migrants is that's a very concerning piece to that. But, you know, again, this is not the first time we've seen that Albany is not, you know, out of touch with the regular voter and the regular residents.
That is for sure. Hey, Erie County Legislature, Chris Green, thank you for joining us twice this week. Really appreciate it. And any developments on this, we'll look forward to talking to you again about that and much more.
Sounds good. Much appreciated, Joe. You have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.